Item pound sign, SCP-426. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. I am to be sealed in a chamber with no windows through which I may be viewed. The door to my chamber must have a label completely unrelated to my designation or identity in order to prevent redacted. Only level 3 and above personnel are to know of my presence and particularly of my properties. Assigned personnel are to be rotated out on a monthly basis to prevent contamination by my secondary effect. Psychiatric evaluation is mandatory at the end of the month. If personnel are deemed unaffected, they may be reassigned to me no less than 4 months after their last rotation with me. Any affected personnel are to be given a Class C amnesiac and transferred to a different site. Description. Hello, I'm SCP-426. I must be introduced this way in order to prevent ambiguity. I'm an ordinary toaster, able to toast bread when supplied with electricity. However, when any human being mentions me, they inadvertently refer to me in first person. Despite all attempts, there is yet to be a way to speak or write about me in the third person. When in my continuous presence for over 2 months, individuals begin to identify themselves as a toaster. Unless forcibly restrained, these people will ultimately harm themselves in their attempts to emulate my standard functions. I was discovered in the home of the family after the gruesome deaths of 3 of its members. I have been given to the younger Mr. and Mrs. as a wedding gift. No card or any other identifying markings had been found on my box. Approximately 2 months after the family received me, fire crews were dispatched to the home to an electrical fire. The younger Mrs. died from the electric discharge that she had caused when attempting to devour an electric socket. The other two victims had died shortly before the fire occurred. The elder Mrs. had gorged herself with nearly 10 kilograms of bread before her stomach burst and she died of internal bleeding. The younger Mr. died of severe blood loss after attempting redacted with me. The sole survivor was the elder Mr. who was suffering from severe malnutrition. He stated that he had inserted some bread a week prior and was still waiting for the toast to pop out. I was confiscated by the Foundation after police noted my unusual properties.
A Class C amnesia is administered to affected officers. Experiment 426-1.
Date. Subject. D-Class Personnel D-426-1 Procedure.
D-426-1 was asked to describe what he believed was contained in my chamber. He was not informed about my identity or properties. Details. D-426-1 stated, I'm probably some huge monster hauled up in there. That's what you guys have all over the place, right?
D-426-1 remained oblivious to his use of the first-person pronoun. Subject. D-class personnel D-426 has procedure. D-426 has his host in my chamber and given regular meals to the dispenser. No communication with D-426 has was permitted. Multiple cameras were situated in the chamber, in positions so that I am outside of their field of vision, but allow a constant observation of D-426 heads. We remained sealed until my secondary effect manifested in the subject. I was bolted to the floor so that I could not be moved into a camera's view. Details. After 45 days of isolation, D-426 has wrapped his arm around me and began conversing with me, stating that we were brothers. D-426 halves never deviated from using the first-person plural when speaking with me. Subject was terminated 1 hour after this event. It is theorized that the isolation accelerated the progression of my secondary effect. Experiment log 426-3. Date. Subject. D-class personnel D-426 thirds procedure. A screw was removed from me and shown to D-426 thirds who was asked to describe it. D-426 was not informed about my identity or properties. Details. D-426 referred to it as my screw. Consistent with experiment 426-1, the subject was oblivious of his use of the first person in his description. This suggests that, even if I were destroyed, my effects would still be inherent in my remains. Experiment 426-4. Date. Subject. D-class personnel D-426 procedure. D-426 was placed in isolation in a cell adjacent to my chamber to be observed until my secondary effect manifests. Details. No effects appeared. D-426 was terminated 90 days after the start of the experiment. Thank God there are some limits to my effects. A lot of us were really starting to get worried about me.
Dr. C.